right?
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 583. It's Wednesday at 6 p.m., maybe, at the time you're listening to this. And hi, my name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi.
Hi.
Working on my corporate smile. I sent you a picture today.
Yep.
Big winner over here.
Yeah.
Hey.
I saw that.
Hey. They do raffles all the time at my work because it's corporate life. You know, the job is a little bit soul sucking. So they're like, how about a peach? So they gave out peaches today, which is cool.
They mean the fruit?
Fruit.
Oh, God.
And some guy I'm working with goes, so what's this? I go, what do you mean, what's this? He's like, what is this? He didn't know he's never had a peach before. I'm like, are you from America? He goes, can I eat the skin? He kept asking, can I eat the skin? He asked the woman who was giving it out, can I eat the skin?
Is he from America?
I'm just like, bro, he's American, but like his family's from Grenada, like the Caribbean. Maybe they don't have peaches there. I don't know. But he was like way too confused, way too old to be confused about what a peach was.
That's crazy. You know, this reminds me of when I was in Key West. I was down near the water it might have been two times ago. And there was these two ladies that were down there. And all of a sudden they got really freaked out. It was right near the boats and the pier. And she went, what's that? What's that? And was pointing up at the sky at a bird. And I went, it's a pelican. And she went, oh, I never seen one of those before. I'm like, what? What? How could she not have seen a pelican before? She goes, I'm from Philadelphia. We don't have those. Pretty sure. I mean, it's pretty close to the water, right?
Yeah.
There's pelicans there.
Yeah. Maybe not as many. There's some close by in Jersey. Like,
or at least
wrong with
it. It's just crazy that you've never come across a pelican.
Yeah, that is insane. But I did win an inner tube today
for a pool.
Yes, for a pool, okay, which
that
is
you don't have,
which I don't have. Yes, but you have to understand that there's raffles all the time, and I always lament about how I lose them all the time. And the people around me continue to like win. They win hats, water bottles, money, and I'm always losing. And I will just anything. I don't even if I don't want it, I just want to win.
Yeah.
And so we get an email, and thank God I was right there, and she. And the email says, first 7 people to reply, yes, get an inner tube. So it's like, yes. And then about 10 minutes later, this woman with a fully inflated inner tube, I thought it was going to be like in the box.
Yeah, right, right.
She just hands me this fully inflated inner tube. And she put it on me like I just won Miss America. And I was like kind of, you know, doing one of these, like prancing around, showing off. So it was awesome. I took a picture. I sent it to Will. Maybe we'll post it somewhere.
Yeah, I'll post it on the YouTube and the Facebook and all that. HMB Radio on all those places. Will'sYouTube.com. And yeah, it's a good photo. Is that your friend that the guy didn't know what a peach was?
It actually was.
Really? Oh, good. We're definitely posting that picture then.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what a peach? Like, he knew what it was. He's like, I've only had them like cut up in smoothies or frozen. I'm like, what?
Interesting. Never had a fresh
crazy
peach.
Yeah, never had a fresh peach. And then he asked the woman, he's like, can I eat the skin? And then this other guy was like, no, you gotta shave it with a razor. Like, he was just like making stuff up.
Well, so what did he, I'm kind of curious what he thought of his first fresh peach.
Oh, well, the way that they give us fruit at my work is you can't eat it for like 10 days because it's like rock hard.
Yeah,
they give us bananas that are just like you can't see, but like green, super green. Like they'll be cool in maybe a week and a half. That's how they give us fruit. So
where
we can never enjoy
fruit from?
I don't know.
Do they get a deal on fruit?
I don't ask questions.
And inner tubes?
I just want an inner tube and I want the fruit.
Okay.
And that's what I got today.
What's the plan for the inner tube? What are you going to do with it?
Your house? Is your pool open?
Yeah, it's back open. It did shut it down.
Yeah,
the health department came out.
What does that mean?
Right after you were here like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Maybe a month ago?
Take this out of here if that's okay. It's
sure.
A little too low. Why was there a health scare?
Well,
did someone in the pool?
That's what I thought. Because we had spent the entire day.
The entire day.
In the pool at my complex. And then I got a notification from the HOA president the next day that the health department came out to the pool and it's now closed. And I was like,
the next day.
Literally the next day, like Monday. Oh, no. And I went, why? What happened? And he didn't answer me. And it was like a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And I like commented like, why is it closed? And then I just sent him a message. It was because there was a loose ladder, I guess.
Oh.
So it wasn't like there was flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, that's good. I thought like a kid pooped in the pool and they just caught it.
That's what I was worried about. I
was
like,
was it that annoying kid that was at the pool? Mommy, daddy! And then splashing everywhere. And I'm like, did that kid take a dump?
Duke, take a dump. Yeah, no, luckily, at least, well, I guess he could be lying. Maybe he didn't want to spread a panic or something. He just went with a loose ladder.
You know what? At this point, Will, I'm happy to accept lies. Like, lie to my face if it makes me feel better. That's how I feel sometimes. Don't tell me the truth. Don't.
They do. Don't. Everybody does.
Don't.
We are back live this week. We had Anna had a very successful brief, what do you call it?
Radio fill-in?
Sabbatical. No,
it was the opposite of a sabbatical. Yeah. It was work, but it was awesome work with WPHT, 1210 a.m. in Philly. Mm-hmm. Got to work with my bros, Greg Stalker and Nick Kale. Kale nice. And Company, 6 yep. to 10 a.m. So it was just like a little hectic, which I love, but I had the morning show, you know, was waking up at like 4:15 a.m. and then did the show 6 to 10 and then straight to work.
That's tough schedule.
Yeah. And I was doing awesome until about Friday at like noon. I hit a wall.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But before then it was juicy. It was great.
Love that. Well, good. And then you're going to be on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You're be
not Memorial Day. Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yes. Labor Day. Yes. East Coast time. It'll be 10 to noon. You can hear me on WBAP in Dallas. I am excited, terrified, all of the emotions with this one because I'm not sure what they expect from me. I don't know if they want me to be kind of more mild on them or muted on them. So I'm just going to just do a show like I do a show, just be myself. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully I'll get called back. Who knows? Who knows? But it's going to be a good time. So if you guys are available around, you know, check me out there.
Big, big markets, Philly and then Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, those are top 10, both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. And we'll go from there. My expectations are very measured. I have such a healthy response to my career these days. Shout out to Buddhism. Thank you for that. It was my attachments that were killing me. That was such an aha moment for me where it was like, I am not attached to anything. I'm not materialistic. And then he's like, it includes people, your career, this, that. I'm like, oh, all of those things. Yes. Okay. I am attached.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's good. 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 Mm-hmm. Good things are happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Feels good.
So the big news today was, well, so much happened. Well, yeah.
You want good or bad? You want fun or sad?
I don't even want to. There was a mass shooting today. I don't even know if you can say that on YouTube, but I don't even want to. I'm just not.
Yeah, let's keep it light.
I don't have the stomach for it today.
Let's keep it. It was pretty grotesque. Let's keep it light for Radio St. Pete.
I think I would argue.
Whoa. Oh, I thought I got confused because the picture didn't match the.
Yeah, that's the.
I was like, is that Taylor Swift? She looks terrible.
Yeah. Anyway. So the big news today, and I would argue that even with that mass casualty event that happened today, this is still the biggest news on the planet.
Sure.
People are very happy about it. I couldn't care any less, I don't think. But I know that I brought it up because you said you were super excited about it, which surprised me because I don't think you're a Taylor Swift fan
no.
or a fan of the NFL.
No.
but for some reason, and I'm going to ask you in a second why you care, but Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are now engaged to be wed.
They are.
So why do you care?
Can I tell you why?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I was on a Teams call yesterday when the news broke, and I'm on a call talking to people, and I get a notification on my phone, and it says Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged to be married. And I went like this to my girlfriend who was not on the call with me, and I go, and she goes, what? And I go, hey. I go,
hey. And she's like, what are you talking about?
And I'm like, I mute myself. Taylor Swift is engaged like that. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, I can't think. I want to read the details. I want to know how he did it. Did we just find out about it? Did it just happen? Do you ever like surprise yourself by your own reaction to things? Because I was kind of shocked. I was like, why did I get so giddy about that? And then I realized like, I am a girl.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. Down. I like stuff like this. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I don't like hate her. I've been listening to her music for ages. Okay. I obviously don't watch football, but them coming together and getting engaged, I was like, So it was fun to gush over.
Well, I mean, a lot of people were. It was all over the place. I listened to The Bone a little bit today. Everybody was talking about it. This University of Tennessee professor went viral because he canceled class. He just said, we're not coming to school. You can't. Professor Matthew Pittman was dubbed I'm assuming he's gay.
No, dude, he's hot.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, not in a gay way.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Let's see if he's got gay face or not. But Matthew Pittman, he told his students to leave because he had to process the big news.
It was actually kind of funny.
It is, but it's so silly. And like, if he was joking, it would be funny. And he's just like being a cool teacher and letting the kids go. But if he's like, I can't today, this is just incredible news. That's, well, sorry, for lack of a better word, gay.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't. It's just like another symptom of society being that obsessed. I don't want to be a party pooper either, but you understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean, but I totally get it where you're like, I need to process this.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's him?
Yeah.
Gay.
No.
That guy's gay.
No, but listen to him talk. He's not gay.
That doesn't necessarily.
I mean, come on. He doesn't have gay voice. He doesn't.
Oh, good. There's a video.
Yeah.
Have a biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No way.
Due to this information, I can't focus. You all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We got to go.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if it was staged or something. Like, clearly the person videotaping knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think he's gay.
Now that I rewatch it, you might be right.
Yeah.
But
there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying.
Hold on. But it was like a biochem midterm. It wasn't like, this is your art history. This is your dance final.
Well, now you're being stereotypical.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
What? Did you hear that? My hip. Can you play it again?
Yeah.
I just want to
time to process this information.
Maybe you're right.
All right, maybe you can't because it's. Oh. I'd have to wait for the whole video.
All right,
yeah.
So,
all right.
People care, which is, listen, I'm not saying it's like kind of pathetic, but listen, when the other news that you have, this is kind of nice to indulge in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they are kind of America's sweethearts. Obviously, I know she's had a rough go, you know, over her dating life.
AKA, she's been ran through. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, I don't. I mean, she just dated a lot of men.
Right.
And none of them worked out long term. And this one apparently has. I think Travis Kelce might be gay, though, too.
That's what people are saying.
Is it not the only one?
You know what I'm talking about. The woman propaganda guy.
Oh, yeah.
He commented.
That's right. Maybe that's where that's I got what, it from.
That's where I literally just watched that maybe like an hour and a half ago, so it's fresh.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He was promoting, and he was doing his podcast, so he was being a good host when she was on it. and like promoting her album and doing the sycophantic type of like, this, its album is so good, you guys.
He was saying it's esoteric, and he go, she was saying that the album was esoteric, and then Travis Kelce goes like, it's so hot when she uses big words. And then she's like, you know what that means. You know, it was like kind of a cute, obnoxious interaction.
He does. By the way, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he's a dumb doofus?
Yes.
Do you think he is smarter or dumber than Rob Gronkowski?
Same level.
No.
The thing with Rob Gronkowski is he has Ryan Hoppy voice a little bit where he just kind of sounds dopey. Mm. But I think they're at the same IQ.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Actually, I might give the edge to Rob. IQ.
Really?
He just sounds a little.
Jason Kelce seems a bit more sharp. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
The older brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's fair. I mean, not that he's a genius. They're doing well in their post-football career. Travis is still playing. Look at that ring he got her.
Well, yeah. What do you expect?
That's too big.
What do you mean?
You couldn't leave the house with it. What is it, $1 million?
Yeah, but she's always surrounded by security.
I guess, yeah. It feels like it'd be heavy, though.
I don't know. I don't wear jewelry, but
yeah.
I'm surprised it's not bigger, to be honest with you.
I mean, can you make it any bigger than that?
You can make it like rap star big. I remember
after Kobe Bryant's trial, he bought his wife a new ring, and it was very, very large.
Had relations with that 19-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that. Kobe Bryant. Let's look up. I want to see the ring if it's any bigger than Taylor Swift's. And we're covering important content today.
I think so. This is what the people want.
Vanessa Bryant ring from Kobe. There we go. Internet wants to know too. 8-carat purple diamond ring. This one's bigger.
Yeah, but is it? I don't know if it was necessarily more expensive.
Purple diamond.
I don't know anything about like jewelry and diamonds and like what they mean and carrots.
It's just a big ring. Yeah. I mean, the bigger the ring, the more it costs. And the more that person loves it.
Doesn't it depend about the materials if it's like 8-carat versus 14-carat? You know what I mean? Like
14-carat. Well, carat gold. Gold.
I don't know anything.
18-carat. 24-carat is pure gold, I think, which they don't really make jewelry out of because it's soft.
So soft.
So usually it's like an 18 or a 14, 10 in that range. And then they also value or measure diamonds by carats.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So depending on, basically, it's more expensive the rarer it is, and I guess the longer it takes the earth to form, perhaps. You know,
I don't even know. I think diamonds are fake. I think it's just like a mafia.
You don't think they are a girl's best friend?
Well, they are. I think a lot of good marketing has went into it, but they're not rare.
Well,
like diamonds aren't particularly rare. And I think that they just, it's like
a diamond.
What do they call that when they hold back supply? There's a certain term in economics for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't
know. To make things more valuable.
Financially.
Anyway, that.
So
it's pretty much that. But yeah, I don't. Anyway, I guess good. Good. So Taylor Swift and Travis are together, and you don't know why you're.
I guess I do like pop culture stuff more than I thought. Okay. I think it's also just like the coming together of like a superstar athlete and a superstar pop icon. It's just awesome in some weird way where it's just like they're the best of both. Like the way that they met, he was like, I was at her, you know, concert with 60,000 other screaming girls. And I'm like, that girl's hot. Give her a bracelet with my number on it. And then someone passed it along and then they just end up together and they just live this like insanely surreal life. Like he's just a superstar. She's a superstar. She's clearly more of the superstar, making him more of a superstar.
Yes, exactly.
I just, you know what it is? People are haters. I'm not one. I like to see money with money.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you with like some schlub, like regular. Oh, just date a regular guy. She can't.
Do you know,
she's worth $1 billion.
Do you know Lana Del Rey?
I know Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's the same person, performer. Yeah. Okay. Well, she married, you know, her husband. She married a airboat captain, a Louisiana She's kind of like the anti Taylor Swift in a way, I think. Same kind of category.
Yeah, I mean, she's, you know, a grade four pop star compared to Taylor Swift. Like, she probably hardly gets recognized when she goes out.
You think so? Yeah. I think she's pretty popular.
She's popular, but like, she's doesn't hold a candle to the fame of
this is Taylor her husband, Swift. Her and her husband, Jeremy Dufresne. He's just like a Louisiana mud boy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm thinking it's like the opposite because it's the complete opposite, right? You know, from what yeah. you're saying, the money with money, the Hollywood kind of thing. She went and found like a person in the mud, literally, and pulled him out from the mud. And yeah,
but
him.
She's the exception, not the rule.
Well, I almost like wonder, and I think if I was Jeremy Dufresne, her husband, did you marry me? Not like a joke, but as a, like to for an art piece? You know, like, it almost seems
you mean
like
he married her or she married him.
She married him. Like, is he an art piece? Like look like at my avant-garde. Husband.
Avant-garde.
He's garbage. He's in a mud man.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she's like disillusioned by fame and like, you know, the inner workings of Hollywood. But yeah. when you're as popular as Taylor Swift, you can't be with a regular. You need someone who kind of understands the world you're coming from. And Travis Kelce like kind of does.
Yeah.
You can't date her previous boyfriends were like Harry Styles and Calvin Harris. Oh, she then okay. can't date Louisiana mud pie.
What's his name? What's the guy that always the guy with the guitar, a white guy?
Ed Sheeran?
Nope. It was very famous a few years ago.
Eric Clapton.
No, not that old.
There's a lot of white guys.
The white guy, them. Handsome guy.
Oh, John Mayer.
John Mayer. Didn't
they,
he? Did
they
he?
Dated.
Yeah, of course.
But he's dated everybody.
I know. That's what I was wondering if he got in there, too.
That was a long, long time ago. Yeah. She wrote some songs about it.
Oh.
Of course. And everyone is looking forward to their divorce album. So
yes, I've heard that. Yeah. Well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The other news that's kind of local, we'll do one local story and then we're going to throw it to Anna when we go to the bonus time. By the way, bonus time, audio only podcast, hmbradio.substack.com. You can get it for free. There is a $5 a month option to kind of support the show, Anna and I. So appreciate if you would do that. Then you get the whole thing, whole episode, uncensored, including the bonus time that we do. When we say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and the podcast feed. So go check it out. It's free. hmbradio.substack.com. All right. So locally.
Yes.
We had some issues. A few things. I mean, I'm not even going to mention the Cracker Barrel thing. Maybe we can mention that in the bonus time. Okay. But the Florida Department of Transportation, Anna. Excuse me. Just burped into the microphone. Is removing road art.
Oh, my word.
How they frame it here. Let's listen to this report. I've not heard of this yet. Let's see what they do here.
Other in St. Pete, in opposition of the order to remove road murals.
Now, this comes ahead of a deadline later this month requiring cities and counties to submit a list of street art locations or risk losing funding. And on your side, Shana Bass, live in St. Pete with the details. Good morning.
Good morning. That's right. A protest and a petition both growing in response to the Department of Transportation's deadline to both submit and subsequently remove artwork like this one behind me here, the Progressive Pride mural on Central Ave in St. Pete. Today at 2 p.m. in City Hall, members of the LGBTQ community, the NAACP St. Petersburg branch, and the Woodson will be holding their Save Our Street Murals protest in opposition to the order they feel will erase our city's colorful culture. DOT has given an August 30th deadline to cities and counties to submit a list of road art and mural locations. They want the art removed by September of next year. DOT says it's a distraction. Not everyone agrees.
I've had the conversation over and over again about this conversation about distraction and ask for any detail.
You mean this guy's not happy about it? Yeah.
You know, any research that alludes to such.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy posted on X, Taxpayers expect their dollars to fund safe streets, not rainbow crosswalks. However, Dr. Kareen Kalish says the art is an expression of safety.
As Americans, as we travel the world, we look for bars that may be flying an American flag. So we know, oh, that place is going to be safe for us to go. It's the exact same thing with these murals.
Refusal to comply could cost the withholding of federal and state funds. By the way, that petition is growing now, over 2,000 signatures. If you want more information on both the protest and the petition, head over to our website, WFLA.com. For now, reporting.
Thank you. How do you feel about them getting rid of the murals?
I mean, I care way more about the Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift engagement, but I don't know. You know what? It's a W. The W for me, because it just pisses the right people off. That's what it is.
You know, I was wondering, it seems like there's only certain groups of people that get to do this. There really wasn't. And I was reminded, though, that there was the Back the Blub, which they actually showed in the piece there.
Back the Blub?
Yeah. Back, what do they call it? Bach the Blub.
Bach the Blub.
It was them making fun of it. It was a Back the Blue mural that was painted outside the Tampa Police Department after the George Floyd protest.
Yeah.
But it was illegal. They didn't want it. And they were people, I believe, were punished that painted that mural because it wasn't.
What did that look like?
It looked like this. You can kind of see it up here. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
People made fun of it. But that I was reminded, because I was like, oh, yeah, I guess the police was doing it, too. But no, it was an illegal mural. So it's like gay people and I would say like black activists are the only ones that are allowed to paint on the street.
I guess so.
Because I can't think of any other group. I mean, like I said, this one was illegal and got painted over real quick. The Back the Blub.
Yeah, I don't even remember hearing about that, but I was probably in the throes of unemployment and my future, which I'm kind of in the same boat right now, five years later. But I do not recall this at all.
Huh.
How do you feel about it? This is your city.
Well, you know, I never thought about it, really. And when I first did it, I was like, no, that's cool. You know, it's
when they
colorful.
Made the. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it looks good.
And then,
you know, on the
and
street.
Then 2020 happened.
Well, even beyond that, it was like somebody drove on the road and left a mark on it. They peeled out on it.
It was like a kid.
And then they're like, you have to go to jail now. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, This is not, I didn't really think about the consequences of this being there. But I mean, you could argue, some people have argued that it was done purposefully. So if anybody, you know,
it's
aggressively, yeah, now it's a hate crime and you're going to jail. For driving on the road. I mean, like, it's a stupid place to put an art piece because people drive over it and it's dirty and it gets dirty and nasty and people might, you know, get it dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a great place. So, and it certainly has become even more so now. I guess it always was, but it's a political symbol.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue that it's not at this point. A lot of people are using that flag, that symbol, you know, for things like books in schools that may be inappropriate, and using that flag as you just don't like gay people type of thing. So it's kind of being flown in a political manner. I don't think, just don't do it. If other groups can't do it and there's only certain privileged classes that can do it, then we just won't do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise everybody's going to want
their flag.
I do the Palestinian flag. I do the Israel flag. You got to do... You got to
do it all.
And it's like, there's just not enough street for that. So let's just not do it.
Which I think is probably the move.
We're all under one flag here. The American flag. Everybody's
Amen,
American.
Sister.
Yeah. So I guess I'm pro them removing it.
Yeah.
I know that's going to upset people.
Which is why it's a W.
It's a dub.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the right people mad.
It does.
There's something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. All right, Anna's got a story that we are going to do in the bonus time. So make sure you sign up for the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, and willsyoutube.com if you're a cheapskate, which I don't blame you. It's still a tough economy out there. You can get it later on Sundays at midnight. Hopefully you'll join us next Wednesday live on YouTube, willsyoutube.com. Thank you, Anna. You'll be up again. Tell us where you'll be, Dallas, on
WBAP. Oh, it's Monday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to find out more details, but it's WBAP Dallas. Okay. It'll be 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. Come check it out.
Yeah. Send me the info. I'll post it online. Awesome, so thanks. People can find you on Labor Day. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. Don't hate me. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. If you'd like to give your disdain or perhaps your kudos, you can do so at that number there. Voicemails and texts, and thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com is the email. Thank you for Anna Hummel. My name is Will Koontz. Bye bye.
Hey.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.